Hey, this is Mateo Lane.
I'm Emma Willman.
And this is Inside the Closet.
Inside the Closet.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Closet. This is Mateo Lane here with my favorite person, Emma Willman.
Reporting live from, we're live from New York.
Live from New York. So we're unfortunately doing this over Zoom, but we're going back to the studio for the next recording. Yep. This is the way it worked out. I have so much to catch you up on.
Yeah, because we haven't had an episode. Last time we did an episode, my face was super swollen. You were headed off on your trip. I think it was 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Wow.
So
time.
I planned this trip with Kike maybe in April. We were going to do like a 2 week vacation in Spain and Italy.
And if you haven't listened from way, 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 way back, Kike is
Mateo's Spanish lover.
Okay.
And
I didn't want to put words in your mouth.
My boyfriend. So we were trying to figure out, essentially we were trying to go, he doesn't like that I talk about him on the podcast, so I'm not going to give away too much, but this is, I have to tell this story.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what we are and what that means and long distance all the time. So we planned this whole trip, hotels, cities, the whole goddamn thing.
Romantic.
I fly out from JFK to Paris because I had a layover in Paris. And then I was going to go from Paris to Barcelona, where he lives. I arrive in Paris and I have a 2 hour layover and I call him and I say, hey, I'll see you in 2 hours. And he goes, amore, I just tested positive for COVID.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, but I douched.
So that should cancel it out.
And
so the laws of the universe should know that you were putting
energy in. That if I douched. I mean, it was so crazy. I have never been in a situation like that where there had been the months and months of planning that I had to change immediately.
Sucks.
First of all, I had a good time, but it was funny. When I got to Barcelona, I had to find a hotel. So I'm like scrambling to find a hotel in Barcelona. And then I couldn't see him. And he kept, you know, he was very upset and it's not his fault he got COVID. I mean, he wasn't able to get vaccinated because Spain has different vaccination availability than America does. Mm. And he was like, well, my hotel was near his house. So I stood across the street from his apartment with a mask on and he was on his third balcony with a mask on and we just waved at each other.
Wow. So romantic and bittersweet and just romantic, but sad, but romantic too, you know?
Yeah, and at first he was like, can you stay and make me feel better? And I said, I'm not Kathy Bates in Misery. Like, I can't just stand over your bed. I can't get it, you know? So I went off. I did my Eat, Pray, Love moment. I went to Malaga with my friends from Italy. So I didn't speak English for essentially 2 weeks because my friends in Malaga, Spain are from Italy. So we only spoke Italian. Then I went to Italy. My friend Sean and his boyfriend were there. And I, because they were filming a TV show, just like so happened. So I got to give them like a tour of Italy. We were there when the night they won the Euro Cup. So like Rome was like screaming and people were it was literally pandemonium. And then I did get to see KK for one night because he kept going to get tested and he finally tested negative. So for 12 hours I got to see him.
Oh, that's so good. That's so nice you had friends over there too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that was the crazy thing. Well, I mean, I also have so many friends in Italy that I was seeing every day for dinner and lunch, but it was a really nice vacation. We went, my friend Francesca, they're nobility. They own a villa from the 12th century and it's where the Pope used to stay.
So they have that?
I mean, it's family down, you know, and they have a church in the house because that's where the Pope would, I mean, it's crazy. It's just old Italy. And we had this beautiful, gigantic feast. They cooked us this huge feast of meat. And I was trying to take as many pictures as I could and put them on Instagram so people could kind of like see what I was eating and what I was going through. But it was crazy. But then I came back and felt very sick.
Oh,
and
no.
I got nervous. I quarantined.
Right.
And there's a place where you can get a PCR test right by my house that comes back in 6 hours. So I went and I was like, I know it's going to say positive for COVID. Like, I'm going to have to make the phone calls. I'm going to have to cancel the shows. I'm going to have to get negative. I said, okay, this is Monday. I just came back. It's Monday. I've not seen anybody. So I'm going to wait till Friday and take another test. And I took a test Friday, PCR negative. I was like, oh, okay. Good. So I just must be like a cold or something. So, but I kept feeling worse. So Monday, it was so bad. I called my doctor and they're like, what are your symptoms? And I was like, well, I don't have a fever, but I'm really foggy in my head. My teeth kind of hurt. And like, when I look up, like it hurts in my eyes.
Teeth hurt.
Yeah. She's like, you have a sinus infection.
Oh shit.
And I was like, I've never had a sinus infection. I took pills. I mean, they're like horse tranquilizer pills. Like
antibiotics.
Yeah. I feel better already.
You should take as many probiotics as you can, too.
I am. I'm good. Taking 2 hours after good. I'm starting to take a probiotic.
Yeah, because that like rips you up. I don't think I've had a sinus infection, but it's interesting that your teeth hurt. That must have been scary.
Because there's so much pressure backed up in your right. mask that everything starts to hurt in your face. So I was like, why do my teeth hurt? And I was like, oh, this is a... But I completely lost my voice. And I have to do the singing show on Friday. So I'm like hoping.
Because that of my the sinus infection?
Yes. Like everything in your nasal voice, EMT
capacity. I've never had a sinus infection, I guess, then. Because I used horrible. To get. Because I used to get bad allergies. Are those connected to the sinuses? I think.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because I used to get bad allergies and then I stopped getting any allergies like maybe 5 years ago. Whenever I got fillers. They stopped, like, because I used to get really itchy eyes. That would be the main sense. My eyes would be so itchy and watery. And then it stopped. And then I'd say maybe a week ago, I started sneezing all the time. My throat felt sore. Did you feel like your lung, like a shortness of breath?
Nothing in my breath, nothing in my lungs, nothing, no fever. You did get COVID tested though, right?
Yeah, I did. So I felt like this, like, it felt like pollen was in my lungs. Like, that's what it felt like. But there was one point where I was on this train and I kept sneezing and I was like, and then I went to, so I think that was like on Wednesday when I was coming back from a show. And then the next morning I woke up and I was sneezing and like, I was like, I think I have a cold, but I didn't want to be sneezing out in public because it feels like, I don't know, not right. It feels yeah, weird.
Get her! She's yeah. sneezing.
It feels like I was at CVS and I was doing the self checkout and I could feel a sneeze coming on. I was like beep beep beep. And then as I felt the sneeze coming on, it was like beep 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 beep
like,
beep beep beep.
Get me out of here!
Get me out of here! I felt like I was like gonna poop my pants or something because it was like so much. Like I was like looking around, like sweating, trying to hold it.
Why is that girl sneezing over there?
That's what it felt. And then I was like, wow,
it's the air. The New York air quality has been terrible this week because of the smoke. The smoke from California is sitting over Manhattan. And I've never seen this before. They say the air quality is bad. So you're probably ingesting shit you've never breathed before.
Great. And also, that's also like, well, I should be wearing a mask wherever I go because then I probably wouldn't have been getting it. But I went and I got COVID. It was like, there's a COVID place right near me that's free. And then when it dawned on me where I was like, I need to get the test. So I canceled my show. So Wednesday night was when I was like really feeling it. So then Thursday I canceled my shows. And then I was like, I'm going to get tested. So at 6 o'clock, the place was closed. This other place was closed. And then it was like this place in Soho. So I go in and it was huge. And it was like giant glass doors. Like the place was giant. And then there was this like really good looking who I'm going to assume is a gay man, like sitting at the counter. And he was like, just like gorgeous. And he was like, hi. And I just, every part of me was like, this is about to be expensive. And I was like, hi, you guys are the only place that seemed to be open. And he was like, yeah, this is like a private place. And I was like, okay. And I was like, so I would like to get tested now. And I could have just waited until the next day. But at that point I was like, nervous.
Panicking.
And I was like, I would like to get the immediate test and then the, you know, the
PCR.
He was like, okay. And then it's like, I knew the prices were like right to the left of his head. And I like looked over and I was like, come on. It was like $175 and like $200. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you guys do insurance? And he was like, no. And I felt like when he said no, it was like, no. And that's why we're in the middle of Soho and the only place open in this. Like, I was like, if I was running your operation, I would cut down on the fucking space. Why can't you just be in a tent outside or something? Whatever. I get it. It was the only place that was open. So I walked out. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I was like, this is, and I was like holding my credit card in my hand. Like I was like about to do it. And then I was like, you know what? I'll go first thing tomorrow. It'll be like 8 a.m. I'll just walk right in, be the first one to get tested. What's the difference between if I just go home right now and 8 a.m. boom, leave. I'm walking down the block and I was like, ah, and then I just walked back in and he was already gone. And so I like went in and he was just like sitting in the back, like drinking tea. And I was like, do the works. And he was like, okay. And then this other like really good looking doctor came out and then did it. And then I was negative. I was almost like, and they were like, you probably, it must is allergies the way I was describing it. But
or the dirty air, dirty air.
Dirty air. They must be making so much money. Like, have you ever been in one of those like boutique clothing stores where they've got like two shirts in the store?
No. Look so at me. I have pit stains and this is dry. I mean, no.
The reason I went in one is when I was with the makeup artist. I remember we first started dating. We were in Montreal and she was like, oh, there's a store I love. And we went into it and I was like, why do they only have five things on each floor though? And then it was like, each thing was so, it was called Acne. The store was so amazing.
I have been there before because I bought Kike something years ago from,
it was, well, actually,
they should change the name.
I know. Wait, this wasn't Acne. They had Acne clothing items there because I've gone.
Okay, I went. I was in an Acne. Nice. I got like a shirt.
It's so nice, but this was like, it was like curated. It's just like one thing from Acne, one thing from wherever the shit, like that.
Speaking of nice, can I talk about? Okay, I went to my friend's birthday party last night, and it was at a very high end restaurant, which I've never been to, where you pay like $150 per person, and then they give you the course meals. Like you select the course meals when you get there.
And for New York, that's actually not insane.
It
price wise,
pretty insane. I mean, I was
it's expensive, but did you get a bunch of food?
Well, no. I mean, not really. The thing is, like, I've never been to places like this, so I didn't understand the. We had so much fun though. Like, the food was very good, and we were laughing and laughing. I love my friend Sean, but when we got there, the staff was so, they all hated me. I don't know why, but when you sit down, I'm not very comfortable when there's like, you sit down, they like push the chair in for you and replace this and that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I felt like Jack in Titanic where he looked at the bowl and the plates and the silverware. He's like, where do I begin? And Kathy Bates is like, just work your way in. Mm-hmm. And two Kathy Bates mentions today. Mm. And so they hand you bread, and the bread wasn't particularly good, but they handed us bread and there was like nice butter. So there's two plates, a big one and a really small one. So I was cutting the bread in half, which, you know, it's hard because it's a hard bread. So you get crumbs. Right. So I put it on the big plate and then they come to take the plates away. And he literally goes, the waiter comes up to me, goes, well, the bread's not supposed to be on that plate.
Oh,
and
fuck.
I go, excuse me. He's like, the bread is for the smaller plate. That's what the small plate is for. I mean, I can keep this plate here if you want it, but I need to take the other plate before you get your next meal because the smaller plate's for the bread. And I wanted to be like, if I was eating this on the floor, it's none of your goddamn business. Like, what is wrong with you? And then I had to go to the bathroom and I couldn't even go to the bathroom alone. I walked, I was like, is the bathroom over here? I'll show you where the bathroom is, sir. And I said, no, you can just point to me. No, I'll take you on a tour. I was like,
Were they wearing little like butler's outfits?
Of course. And then we go on this tour. There's a bunch of flowers everywhere, right? And he kept being like, there's 3 feet of dirt under this floor. And these trees are real. I'm like, work.
The fuck were and you?
I don't know, but 3 minutes in, we're walking around looking at this fucking place. I'm like, what if I had diarrhea?
Yeah.
And I just need to know where the bathroom is. And you're like, let me show you the foliage. No, I don't care about the fucking plants that came from wherever in East Asia. I have to shit.
Right.
I didn't. I just had to pee. But in case I had diarrhea.
Was he hitting
you? No, they have to do that to be like, and then look at the beautiful skyline. I've been in New York, buddy. I know what the skyline looks like. I understand. But can I just go pee without you? I was afraid I was going to go in there and be like, can I hold your dick? Like, I was afraid it was going to get to that point. Then I go back to the table and they served me this avocado bean thing. And it was fine.
Like a soup?
But no, it was like weird. Small, tiny beans that almost look like seeds, but then the avocado. Anyway, it was
too
good.
Too fancy.
It was
too fancy.
A half an avocado cut up with fake grill marks. And I mean, come on. So
yeah, when you
I'm
can
eating
see
it,
the amount of beans, it's like these are too few beans if I can count the beans.
Too few beans. So there was like one or two beans that was left on the table. And when the waiter was cleaning it up, he literally goes, leaving a mess. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, he goes, only babies leave messes, and walked away.
What a fucking bitch.
And I was like, so the waitstaff hate me?
If I was a baby, I have a really, I'm very muscular and have a advanced physique for a baby, you fucking piece of shit.
Well, he did say he's like, babies enjoy their meals the most. And I was like, what is this? Like, this isn't a translation error.
Right.
Then our food came. And that it's weird because like at those restaurants, like they make you feel like you should. I felt like that Simpsons line where I walked in and they were going to be like, hi, could you please leave? You know what I mean? Like, right. So it was so much. I've never been to a restaurant like that before. And I don't know that I enjoy the experience. I enjoy being with my friends, making fun of everything, but not the actual ambiance.
Was it a prefix? So they just like gave you like.
You selected. So like they had like the first course, second course, dessert, and then you selected from those things and then they brought them out to you.
Yes. All right. We're going to take a break and we will be right back in a moment. And we're back. What was the dessert like?
The dessert was actually really good. It was like a hazelnut chocolate caramel. Like, it was so soft. It was like, it was cake? Great. No, it was almost like a mousse, but like shaped like an egg.
I love but caramel. I love chocolate. Sometimes I like hazelnut.
Well, it's within the chocolate. Like, it was good. It was like it was like Nutella, like their version of Nutella and caramel.
Right. I love Nutella. I had the best hamburger maybe I've ever had. It was on Friday. And I went to this place. It's some restaurant that like has their flagship store and flagship restaurant in Chicago. And I went because Lexi's.
What's it called?
I'll get the name of it because it was like Lexi's mom was in town. So they were going to that. So I met up with them. It was in Tribeca. And it was like I wore like a nice top because I was meeting her mom. But thank God I did because the burger place was actually like super swanky. It was very like jazzy. And there was a lot of like, I don't know if there were a lot of, if they were queer, but like there was a lot of queer looking and seeming people there. And like, they were like very friendly. And like the server, they were like very like complimentary, but like it was just like really, really cool. And then the hamburger was so fucking good. And it had like really thick bacon on it. And it was like, I don't know what the name of it was, but they have one in Chicago and I think LA, but Chicago, I guess the one in Chicago, you can never get a reservation.
Now, when it comes to burgers.
Yeah.
Do you prefer thicker meat or thinner meat? Like that's thicker with juicy question. Or thinner with crispy?
Okay. So in the past, I would have said thicker, but these ones were thinner and I don't know how they did it. So they were thinner, but the standard burger had like two or three patties on it. So even if it wasn't a double, they still had, it was like two patties, but it was like, they were thin,
I would do a double.
It was good.
I would do a double patty with thinner because I don't like thick burgers.
I normally do, but the way, but the way they did this, because normally I associate thinner with, I don't know, it would be less flavorful or something, but
I think
not
more
case.
Flavor.
You think so?
Because you're getting like that really crispy fried
crispy
burger
fried,
meat.
And then the bacon was really thick and then the bread was really good. And you know what they had as an appetizer, which I didn't get? Bone marrow. I've never seen that served. It was like a plate of bones and like the people were supposed to like suck the marrow out of the bones. I know.
Ew.
It was fancy. It wasn't like.
It sounded gross.
It sounded gross. But I know bone marrow is supposed to be really good for you. But then I chickened out of ordering it because I was like. And then I reached out to someone about helping me with a like a weight training plan because I was like, I want to get some kind of a like, I don't know, system going when I go to the gym.
You should get my girl. I just hired someone.
I hired this guy and I'm going to start today to be doing like the exercise where I track it. So we'll see.
Actually, I'm going to advertise my girl right now because she's great and we're starting her. Her surname is Aria. You could say Aria Atomy IFBB Pro. Her name is Aria Shine on Instagram. Y'all should follow her. She's the nicest, the most down to earth human being on the face of the planet. We just started my meal plan and Woo!
Okay, how do I say what? How do I say
Aria Shine? A-R-I-A Shine. S-H-I-N-E. Everyone should follow her and be like, we love you.
Okay, I just found her.
Thanks for helping Mateo achieve his goals.
And how do you... Oh, hormone specialist. Interesting. What's that?
Like, for people who have hormone imbalances, she's a specialist who can help you, like, rebalance, whether it's, like, testosterone, estrogen. Some people just have... need hormone balance.
What is IFBB?
International Fitness Bodybuilder. So it's a, my sister's one, Kate. So it's something you win in a competition and then you're certified like an IFBB pro.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
It means you're like a badass.
Jesus. Oh, you know what? I'm always so interested in this stuff. She posted this thing. It's called Muscle Egg. I've seen this before and I'm interested in what it is. It's
muscle
like a
egg.
Yeah, I think it's something you put in coffee. I don't quite understand how it works. But I've seen it like pop up on things. Now I'm like curious about it. Ooh.
Okay.
Amazing pre-workout frappuccino with muscle egg, chocolate mocha, 2 shots of espresso, and dark chocolate espresso bites blended with ice and unsweetened cashew milk topped with fat-free Ready Whip and sugar-free chocolate syrup. An absolutely dreamy treat. Goddamn.
I mean, that sounds pretty... good.
Muscle egg, a cake batter flavored protein drink. That sounds, yo, yeah, she's ripped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She looks amazing.
Good for you. Yeah, see, it's interesting. Like, it's just, it's interesting. Like, starting the stuff. I mean, because it's so much of it is about the accountability, too.
Well, that's, yeah.
You know?
I have to say, yesterday I did Andrew Schultz's podcast.
Yes, I saw the clips of it. So you did that yesterday and they already put it out?
Monday. Oh, and they put it out yesterday.
Okay, awesome.
I was having frustrations in my career.
Yep.
And trying to sell an hour and trying to abide by the rules of the industry. Mm-hmm. And comics know this. Andrew Schultz really just said one day, he's like, I'm going to go do my own thing. Fuck the industry. I'll be back. And he came back a star.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And I never ask for help in this business. I mean, you and I call each other privately just to sort of vent and talk and to keep each other balanced. But I never let any other comedian or person know if I'm struggling or frustrated. And or
I would say even with asking for help, because also you're a real self-starter, motivated person who works. I would almost even reframe it like, you know, you would be asking someone for advice too, because like you have so much to offer also. It's like, I would think of asking for help would be if it was like something in an area you didn't have, like you've got so much to offer too. So like, even if you did ask someone for help in something with entertainment, it'd be like so thought out and you've got so much to offer in it that it'd be more like you're just asking for advice.
Sure, sure. But I was frustrated.
Yeah.
And I just thought,
or maybe
you
asked for help. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Well, I didn't ask for help. I was asking for advice. You're right. Because I I've been friends with Andrew since we did Girl Code and Guy Code together.
Yeah, he's been around New York for such a long... I mean, he was around New York when I first got here. They were him and Akash and comedian Michael Blaustein. Shout out to Michael Blaustein.
Oh my God, Michael Blaustein, who looks just like James Franco.
Yeah, he's so good looking. He's so good looking. He's always been so good looking.
I always told him I'm mad that he's so good looking.
He's so good looking and he was like doing his thing forever. And then he's like, now he's like gotten famous through TikTok. But I remember seeing him and it felt like a disconnect in the world. Cause I was like, you're so good looking. Like why? Like he's just very good looking man. And
yeah,
very funny
too. He's a
great
guy. Very funny. And Akash and I absolutely love each other. He was in my Janice and Jeffrey. Anyway, so I was in Italy and I just did it. I just texted Andrew and I said, Andrew, I said, can I get your advice on stuff? Mm. And he's so nice. I think it means a lot that he reached out. Like we saw that I was reaching out and was like, I will call you. So he goes,
yeah,
tomorrow
that's nice.
I will call you. I said, okay. So he called me and we talked for probably an hour. And I just was sort of explaining, like, I'm at this moment in my career where things are very good, but in order to get to the next level, I'm trying to not put myself in a place where I feel like my sexuality is stopping me from getting me to the places that I want to be in this industry. And he made a lot of really good points where he even said, he goes, I feel like with a lot of gay comedians who do stand up, that the industry is very interested in them at first. They get, you know, oh, wow, how interesting. But then it was to put your money where your mouth is. They don't trust that their audiences who are straight male dominated will believe and watch this. And so they don't use that glass ceiling for gay
comics.
Even
if it's straight female dominated, too, I think they don't necessarily trust it, too.
I think so. But I mean, we know that gay men have not had that moment to break through for just traditional stand-up.
A gay male doing an out gay male hour on Netflix or HBO.
Julio Torres, Mario Cantone. You're right. These are amazing comedians. But I mean,
Mario was out when he did his hour and his first.
Come on.
Well, you know, I have a funny story about seeing him. I've met him before. He's very nice, but funny story about seeing him. And I was like, I didn't know he was out. And I went, I think he's gay. And someone was like, I saw him at golf. Like, and I said, I think he's gay.
Even with Julio Torres, Julio's so unbelievable. Like, to me, that was such a special moment when Julio was given an HBO special, because not only is Julio such a funny writer, such a good comedian, but he's so inventive and so different that the fact that someone like HBO, who's very known for putting, you know, more traditional stand-up specials out there, gave him a shot was so... I love Julio Torres. I think Julio Torres can do, in my mind, no wrong. Like, he is a fucking genius. Mm-hmm. So Julio's the one who sort of inspired me to think, well, great, if Julio can go out and do this, then I want to be able to do this. So we were talking with Andrew, and he was like, I would like to have you on my podcast to talk. And I said, I don't want you to think that I'm calling you to say, can I be on your podcast? He's like, that's not what this is about. He's like, I'd like to have you on my podcast to talk. I said, okay. So I went on his podcast and we talked. I mean, a lot of it was very pointed. The conversation was very much about my gayness, my growing up, and my view as a gay man, stand-up, which is great. And we had lots of laughs, lots of really serious, touching, emotional moments. And I was very proud of Andrew to see him not trying to make jokes about certain things when he would ask questions. I mean, he was very invested and very engaged. And the response has been, I have gotten 10,000 new followers just in a day.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
I would say most from straight people saying how supportive they are.
Oh, that's so nice. Would you say that that's more than like you got from like doing like
more
a
than
late night?
Anything?
Yeah, isn't that funny? I would say the thing I got the biggest bump. Well, the biggest bumps I've ever gotten were from the Laugh Factory posting videos. Or Girls Gotta Eat, which is a podcast I did maybe 3 years ago.
Ashley just texted me.
Isn't that crazy? Like, dude, but like, it's like that. I would say a podcast now. I mean, it shouldn't be. It's not like that surprising, but it's like it really does. You get more exposure from that than anything else. You know,
well, it's like doing Joe Rogan now is like the new Carson.
Right. Like, you know, so I listened to Joe Rogan this morning, and I don't usually listen to podcasts, but I was listening to a clip of him because I was like kind of tired, and he was, and I was just like feeling like overwhelmed. And then this clip popped up on my YouTube, and it was about, he was talking about working out when he still didn't want to work out. Cause I was like, oh shit. And it was about, he was like, you're going to not want to work out, or there's going to be things that you don't want to do. He's like, but the actual discipline is in doing things when you don't want to do them. Some version of that. Oh, and he was like, I don't want to hear about the people that are like, I can't get a break. I can't get a break. And he was like, no one can get a break. Like, I'm paraphrasing it, but it was like that. And I'm like, sometimes YouTube or the algorithm
nails it.
I was like, this is exactly what I wanted to see.
I also don't want people to think that I'm saying I need a break. That's not really where it was
going.
No,
yeah, it doesn't sound like that at all.
It was more so me being like, I see people that I love and respect, like Julio, for example, or Joel, or Solomon, or Alex English, or, you know, there's all these people out there, Bowen Yang, Matt Rogers, like people that I see that I love and that I respect. And I think, well, they're obviously making it happen. And we all do so many different things. Sure. So I want to see if I'm able to do that too. Like, you just kind of need to double check if you're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And yesterday felt like a very good moment. Like, you know what, Mateo, you're not wrong. Like, you're doing the right thing. It's just your own pace and path. So relax.
I think people in the creative fields are like looking for the, I mean, I think probably everybody is, but then like
quick fix.
Yeah. Or not even quick fix, like just like reassure. I mean, definitely quick fix for sure. But I think that's like, so the human condition is, but like, it's also like, yeah, reassurance, which I think probably everyone, that's such a human thing to want. But then when you do stuff that's like very against the grain or like 100% on commission, which essentially this is like, and it's also, it's like the more sacrifices you make for something, the more you want to be like, wait, let me just check in. Like, I just, it's like the reassurance from places that you can like trust, I think carries, is like so important. Cause like sometimes I think people see people doing things and it's like, they think, like, it's like someone like seems like such like a titan too. Like I wrote, like where it's like, I remember there was this really famous person and I saw them do something and I asked their security guard. I was like, I want to say good job, but it feels weird to say, cause it was like, obviously good job. They like, it was obviously good job. And the security was like, yeah, but there's still a person. It's still always nice to hear good job. And I was like, okay, just like I felt like redundant and stupid. Then when I went up and was like, that was great, and they were like, what? And I was like, the show was great. And they were like, oh really? Oh, thanks a lot. I couldn't really tell like how it went. And I was like, yeah, it was great.
Watch the touching of the mic real quick.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. But it's just like interesting because it's like, oh yeah, there's still a person. They still want to hear. They don't need reassurance maybe in the same fucking way because they're getting reassured by the check at the end of the night.
But you know what they do. Martin Short told a really good story that you and I will definitely. This will stick with us. He goes, I will never understand how I sell out a theater and I have friends who come see the show and they come backstage and they see me sweating after doing over an hour of material and acting and putting my heart and soul out there. And then they don't say anything about the show.
Right.
He goes, it's not like right. I need, obviously I sold out this theater, but like, you just saw me do like work as hard as I possibly could. And you're standing here talking to me about like your 9 to 5. He's like, can you just say how like great job?
Right. Something.
So if Martin Short, who to me is probably the funniest person living.
Really? I have never watched him in my entire life besides.
You've never seen Jiminy Glick?
No, I should. Shouldn't I?
Emma, he is literally the fastest, funniest, quickest comedian
on
the face of the planet. I'll send you clips of Jiminy Glick because he's so funny.
Yeah, I would like to watch him. Yeah, I never have. I've just seen him in interviews, and I always like him in interviews. But I would be like curious to watch it because I've been trying to watch more stand up specials. Like, I'll do it. I'll put it on my earbuds and just like while I'm walking around, I'll like watch stand up specials because it'll kind of like get me in the writing zone. And also this has been this weird thing. I've been trying to practice like humility more where I'm like, okay, grateful, but also like be humble, like take ego out of stuff. Like, and for some reason that's how, so with stand up, you're supposed to, after you do your sets, like listen to recordings. Now that's something I've always been like, I fucking hate listening to recordings.
You gotta do it.
And I noticed a direct connection between me trying to be like more like humble, like just like practicing more gratefulness, and me being like calmer to then listen to recordings. And I think it's because in the past when I listened to recordings, I think this is maybe a stretch and I'm not trying, but it was like maybe subconsciously I felt like it was like, oh, I don't have to do that. Okay, yes, I do. Everybody does. But it was like some ego thing where I was like, I don't like to do it. There's got to be a way I don't have to do it. And so I'm just not doing it because I don't like doing it. Like I was just being immature about it. But it was like, no, it's just like such a constant process of being like, okay, you're not special in a way that is, it's not special, but I feel like there's everything, so much of culture is like, everybody is so unique and everyone is so special. It's like that can kind of be harmful because it's also like, but we're all not special in that, you know, take your ego out of it. Taking your ego out of it will be beneficial. Resentments hurt you. Like if you resent other people and are jealous and all of those things, that ultimately hurts you. Like we're not special in that. So it's like, it feels weird to be like, I'm learning I'm not special. Cause I think then people want to be like, no, you're special. And it's like, no. Like, hello, my tooth keeps popping out of my fucking face and I'm going live on Instagram with it. I know I'm special, but I'm saying.
Right. You'll go live on Instagram with a bruised giant face. Be like, I'm not listening to 10 minutes of my recording last night at the Fatback Blues. Yeah, I'm not doing that. What kind of monster do you think I am?
Exactly. So I was like, no, I'm not saying I don't think I'm special. Like, I appreciate that. But we also, it is like a good lesson to be like, it's okay to have to do the most basic self-care things. Like, no one's so special that they can, like, get out of getting sleep.
But you're drinking water. You're someone who's, like, I truly mean this, Emma. Like, I call you specifically when I need very good, when I need teeth advice. When it comes to this career, there's very few people that you can go to.
Sure,
to get sound advice. And you've always given me, you and Bob the Drag Queen give me the best advice in terms of
I wish I gave career. Myself better advice, too, because also it's like there's certain things where I'm like, yeah, I know I need to be more consistent with that or do this or do that, but. It's easier to give other people advice sometimes too. But.
True, true. But you're also very good and you're very humble. I don't see you as egotistical in any way, shape, or form.
No, I'm not egotistical necessarily, but I think I would be like, I don't know, like spoil's not the right word, but it would be like if there's things I don't want to do, like I've really been having to learn, like, you know, you need to like do like just listen.
Can I say
to
why I think? Because I think we worked so hard at open mics and grinded for so many years that we finally moved into the next step. And there's a little bit of a relief to think that you don't have to go back to those.
Right.
But sometimes you do.
I wasn't good about listening to open stuff then. And, you know, I watched this interview too. It was also on YouTube. The algorithm is just, I'm like, God, I'm like, it's too good. Like, how is anyone supposed to do anything but watch YouTube videos these days? Popped up. It was this great interview. I don't know if it was Whitney Cummings or Tim Dillon's podcast. I think it was Tim Dillon on Whitney Cummings' podcast. It was such a good interview, such a good talk. And they were talking so openly and so candidly about old Hollywood and new Hollywood. And Whitney Cummings was talking about her insecurities of, she said, where I was like, just like, wow, like that she shared this moment. It felt so like intimate and personal. She was like, I'm paraphrasing, but it was some version of, she was like, I worked so hard to be successful in the system of old Hollywood, and now I feel like no one cares. And then also paraphrasing Tim Dillon, he was like, yeah, no one cares. But like, it was like, he was pretty harsh, but in a loving way. He was there. Like,
of course, it's, you know, Tim.
It's Tim Dillon. He was speaking his truth. She was speaking her truth. But it was just so interesting. I am in no way, imagine if I was comparing myself to Whitney Cummings now, that is not what I mean at all. But it was like, you just get used to something in your brain that you like work hard for. And then like seeing the wheels of being like, oh, you have to change and adapt. And that could literally apply for anything. It could be like, you're doing keto, you worked really hard, you lost weight in it, but you have no energy. And then Tim represents clean eating. And he's like, yeah, but no one cares that you did CrossFit for 20 years. If you feel like shit, here's some carbs. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think also two people like Tim or Andrew, or, you know, they are kind of Julio in his own way. It's like they are just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And it's not about listening to this sort of fake like hierarchy of people that telling you how it's supposed to go, because it's like all of us are already out of the mold anyways. So there shouldn't be, we should just make up our own rules. So fuck it. You know, I'm just like, you know, everyone's like, don't post any of your material you want to use for your hour on your Instagram, because then you can't reuse it again. I'm like, you know what? I'm posting it, because I'm not getting any offers for an hour. So I might as well make people enjoy it who are watching it.
I agree with that. And I also think that that's people being like so precious about stuff, where it's like, okay, here's the thing. There's so much content out there that it's like people aren't remembering your fucking, like people don't remember stuff. You know what I mean? They can stomach to watch it happily a bunch of times too.
It's 30 seconds.
It's 30 seconds. Yeah, exactly. Who was I watching the other day that I don't even remember. But yeah, like they're, and also like they're the content machine. Like, I know you don't do TikTok. I'm telling you, so I don't.
I know that my videos are on TikTok because a lot of people are like, your videos have gone viral on TikTok. And I'm like, that's nice.
It's also about posting the videos on there, but like where I'm like stockpiling some videos so I can like keep regularly, but from watching it, they tailor your interest to the videos you see. My feed right now is, how do different vitamins interact with Vyvanse? That's what it takes for ADHD. I mean, my feed is that. Like, I'm like, there's hundreds of people creating. I got one the other day that was like, if you drink coffee, don't take your Vyvanse within 4 hours of it. Also, I'm like taking notes. Like, it's like also interacts with vitamin C. And I called my doctor and was like, is this true? And she was like, it is true. I was like, how is TikTok this specific to me? So
TikTok has mastered the algorithm. They really have mastered it, which is why I can't go on it, because it's not good for my mental health.
Well, you know what yours would be? I promise you would start seeing and pasta like you've never seen pasta before.
Pasta, Mariah, and butts. That would be my...
And I bet, but I bet if you liked a couple pasta videos, you would start seeing pasta. Like you, like, I, like it's a world of pasta. I bet we can't even imagine. Seriously. That's how good these fucking Illuminati TikTok people are. Like, it would make you rethink.
Illuminati TikTok. I just watched the Da Vinci Code. That's so funny.
Never seen that. Like,
oh, it was great. I mean, it's a little Scooby-Doo, but it is great. It's great.
I mean, I'm not trying to like make it so you take away from like doing what you need to do. But I think if you started watching some TikTok, you'd just be like also it benefits me now. Like I learned that about Vyvanse. I was walking down the street the other day and I get all these like, how to build muscle, how to build muscle. That's the other thing. This guy popped in because I was, it was just on loop and it was like, you don't know anybody, a fucking explanation, eat protein, build muscle, like go. And maybe
it's why are workout people so aggressive? You even see, I see people at the gym, some of them, they're so angry. Like, yeah. And I'm like, but you look great. Why are you so angry? There's not a trophy waiting for you in your locker when you get back there. It's like, it's your cubicle, buddy. Like, relax. Well, like,
I can tell you, this guy's angry because I checked his other videos. He's angry because he started weightlifting because he was heartbroken. And now he feels like he can't find a woman to fill the void. So he weightlifts. He wakes up at 4 a.m. and works out for 4 hours a day. I'm in it too.
Well, this guy's not really selling himself very well. Sounds like, do you like long, aggressive? No, do you like short, aggressive walks on the beach? Do you like not sleeping in? Do you like not enjoying your meal and only eating? But do you like doing things out of anger? This guy's not going to get a woman unless he dates like She-Ra.
I need to figure out what is, but he puts like really motivating music behind it. And like, he'll be
Enya. So he's at the gym, like, fuck this. I'm ripping up my tries. Who can say where the road goes?
Maybe that's what there's one guy. I got to get off TikTok. Cause now that I'm talking about it, I'm
like, it sounds like you're obsessed.
Yeah. There's this one guy. And this is the last thing I'll say about it. I swear to God, tell me if this is insane. I'm really worried about him. I think he has an eating disorder. It's none of my business. It's none of my business.
Like eating too much or too little?
Too much I wouldn't judge because who knows what someone's doing. I mean, I would be like, do you need help? Do you want to talk? No. Because he posts about intermittent fasting. And he's always like posting about it. And then he did one of those what he eats in a day. And it was like calorie-free energy drink. It was like getting like 1,300 calories a day. But he's working out all the time. And he was like, I never do this with calories. And just made me a little worried.
I think you need to not be so invested in people you don't know.
Yeah, but I see his videos like every day. I feel like I know him.
If I did do TikTok, I would do it only as Liza Minnelli doing mundane things.
I wonder if people yes, do it. Actually, fuck it. I was about to say, does the TikTok generation know Liza Minnelli?
I'll make some eggs this morning.
You got to do it.
I love eggs. They're so fun and so fun.
You should do it like. I mean, I'm saying that, but I don't actually post videos because, like, I bet you there's.
Well, everyone's like, just put your stand up videos that you already put on.
You on TikTok between fitness and being gay, you would be famous on TikTok. I say, although I am into those things too, and don't post on TikTok.
Do I want to be famous on TikTok?
Yes.
Evan Williams is famous on TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. Now I'm thinking about it. There are certain TikTok videos like doing it, not stand up. It's so awkward. So I tried to do one the other day and I was like, you have to like learn how to like edit it and all that shit. But like Evans are amazing.
Evans incredible.
Evans, one of Mateo's best friends, and he does these, but Evans a trained actor and director too. So, and you see that in the way he does his videos. It's like really like well done. He doesn't pop up my feed because he's not talking about Vyvanse or
he's not talking about being depressed and leaving.
Oh well, these ones are like one popped up the other day and it was like this was a woman and it was talking about like no one's gonna work out for you and I was like bitch, but like then it was like, and then she was like taking shots of pre-energy workout drinks and there's a lot going on. Tips and tricks. Find me on TikTok and let me know what you guys watch on TikTok. Let's share videos that we like. Some of them are so funny.
And let me know if I should join TikTok. Just write on my most recent Instagram post and let me know if I should.
And I'm saying to join it like, I'm literally joining it as someone who's a fan of the freaking how good they do the algorithm. So I need to now, there's this company my manager set me up with a while ago that was helping me, the videos I do have up, they helped me edit them, hashtag them, and those did well. But then I just, it was kind of expensive and I didn't want to like keep doing it. And well, TikTok videos tell me consistency is key. I'm like, God damn it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How many things can we freaking be consistent about? You know who we should have on the podcast? I want to have on Karen Feehan sometime because we worked out yesterday and we should have her on. And Ashley Gatt.
Okay. Okay. That'd be great. Both mm-hmm. of them. Yes. Before we go, do you think my ego is too much in this episode?
No. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm insecure.
I have a question. Every time I say that Lexi is Italian and Mexican, people go, Mateo! Like, people that I didn't even know knew that about you. Who did it? It was, like, my cousin, I think. Yeah, one of my cousins. I'm going to be in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club September.
Oh, wait. I'll be there in September, too. Hold on. People can do a double.
September 17th and 18th for me.
We should start reading our tour dates at the end of the show.
Yes. But I hit up some cousins and they were just asking how I was doing. And I was like, oh, good. And then somehow came up that she's Mexican Italian. They're like, oh, like your friend. And I was like, yes. I was like, they're not that similar. Yeah. And they're September 17th and 18th. I'm excited. I haven't been to San Francisco in a long time.
Love San Francisco. Okay. So I will be in P-Town August 7th to the 9th. At the Pilgrim House. I will be at Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas, September 10th and 11th. If you want to join me, and September 17th and 18th in Philly at the Philly Punchline.
I'm going to be at Levity Live in West Nyack on August 12th. I'm going back there because I had so much fun opening up for Bob Saget there. They asked me to come down and do a night, and then I'll be in Boston at the Hideout, which is in Faneuil Hall, August 19th, 20th, and 21st. And then the side room at Mr. Goodnight's in Raleigh, California, August 27th and 28th. That's the side room. So it's really small. And I'm working on this like really weird story that I was doing at a storytelling show here. And I am doing that in the side room there. Then I'll be in Bristol, Tennessee, September 3rd and 4th at a new comedy club. There, September 3rd and 4th. And then, yeah, Cobb's September 17th and 18th. And I haven't been to San Francisco, Mateo. And
since the last time we were in San Francisco?
I haven't been there in years. Are you going to be there on the 24th and 25th, perchance?
No, I'm in November at Cobb's, okay. Like November, the beginning of November.
Have you done that room before?
No, but Sydney Washington just did it and said it was great.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sydney Washington. There's this giant comedy festival called Just for Laughs, and she got new faces on it.
New face! And Jay McBride, who was just on our podcast. She just got new faces.
That Jay McBride hadn't already done new faces, I was like, felt like a glitch in the Matrix. Like, I was like, what?
I know.
Truly thought.
She's so incredible. I love her.
I did a tape.
She just gave me a tag for one of my jokes and it worked.
I want a tag. A tag is like an end part of a joke. And when someone gives you a tag that works, you're like,
thanks, John.
A comedian named Nate Ambassador in Chicago, super funny guy, gave me a tag. And I feel like it's maybe my best line of all my jokes.
Michelle really gave me one of my best tags.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, he. And then I asked him, I was like, I want more. And he was like, I can't handle that. Like, I was like, I want more notes. And he was like, I can't handle the pressure. He gave me some more notes. And he was like, I'm too stressed out about how much you like that other tag that I feel too nervous to even, like, pay attention to give you notes. And I was like, fuck! But it is what it is.
Well, Emma, this has been fun.
This has been fun. Thank you guys so much, as always. Let's get Mateo on TikTok, either as a fan or a performer. I mean, the pasta things we would learn from what would be in your algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, TikTok is run by an elite superhuman force that knows everything.
Yeah, it sounds dangerous. I'm convinced.
They know everything and I'm okay with it. Just plug me in. Turn me off and plug me in. And I just want it to be like beep, 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 beep for the rest of my life.
I don't.
I do. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm ready to go. I just want to be in the TikTok images all around.
All right, make sure to like and subscribe, everyone. See you later.
Star Fans Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.